AP News. I'm Marcela Sanchez. In Minneapolis, people have gathered again to protest the death of 37-year-old Renee Nicole Macklin Good, who was shot in the head yesterday by an Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer. The Trump administration has described her death as an act of self-defense. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem spoke during a news conference in Texas yesterday.
ICE officers and agents approached the vehicle of the individual in question, who was blocking the officers in with her vehicle, and she had been stalking and impeding their work all throughout the day. ICE agents repeatedly ordered her to get out of the car and to stop obstructing law enforcement, but she refused to obey their commands.
Minneapolis officials have disputed that narrative. Here's Minnesota's Governor Tim Walz.
We won't let them tear us apart. We'll not turn against each other. To Minnesotans, I say this. I feel your anger. I'm angry.
In other news, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports President Trump is striking a new tone about Colombia and its president.
Colombia is very sick, too, run by a sick man who likes making cocaine and selling it to the United States.
That was President Trump speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One Sunday in the wake of the U.S. military operation in Venezuela.
He has cocaine mills and cocaine factories. He's not going to be doing it very well.
So there will be an operation by the U.S.
It sounds good to me, yeah.
But Trump says he and his Colombian counterpart, Gustavo Petro, exchanged a friendly phone call Wednesday, posting on social media that Petro had called to explain the situation of drugs and other disagreements. Trump says he appreciated the call and Petro's tone, adding that he's invited the Colombian president to the White House. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Stock indexes are drifting in early trading. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on an eventual shrinking of the U.S. population.
The Congressional Budget Office says in 30 years, the U.S. population will grow by a smaller number than previously thought. The Budget Office projects that the U.S. will grow from 349 million people this year to 364 million people in 30 years. The addition of 15 million people is a 2.2% smaller gain than it had predicted in 2025. In September, the Budget Office issued revised demographics showing that President Donald Trump's plans for mass deportations and other strict immigration measures would result in roughly 320,000 people removed from the U.S. over the next 10 years. That means that Social Security and Medicare will be under increasing pressure, with even fewer than expected people in the labor force paying taxes. Donna Warder, Washington.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint, batteries, tools,
toilet paper,
extension cords, grocery items,
hardware for my cabinets,
snack items, crackers, and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies,
toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big.